A good Woche, good Woche. Okay. We started the Sugi of Tzara Shechina. We have to do this in one sitting because we're not going to get it otherwise. It's kind of done with the pulp and the Yosodis and I keep forgetting that. Let's go back to the beginning and try and understand what we're talking about without getting into too much. Because we don't know what Tzara Shechina is, we don't know what Tzara is. We're not trying to understand it according to the way we can understand it. So we said there's two bechinas. There's a bechina called HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and there's the bechina called Shechina. Two aspects of the same thing, although they manifest differently. Kashe tomid hazocho hu harayon, harotzon hadova ba'atzmoy. The male is always the idea, the rotzon, the thing itself in codified form. The nekeva is the way that the thing manifests and reveals itself in the world. Right? A male seed contains everything that the child's going to be. But you don't see a child. When you look at it, you don't see anything. It's the rotzon, the desire, the code to become the child. But it's the female dimension that gives birth, that reveals, builds, that expands it, and allows it to come into the world. So you have the thing itself, which is hidden, and then you have the revelation of that thing. Clear? If you don't get this, you don't get any Torah. If you don't understand this, you don't understand anything in Torah. Understand anything about a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Not terrible.
That's stage one, stage two?
It's stage one and stage two, yeah. For the purpose of this discussion, we'll see in other discussions, you have to cut the cake differently. Yeah, for the purpose of this discussion, it's stage one. And then there's the gilu of the thing that happens through the female, and then there's the thing itself. Then you have the child. The thing that brings it from koyach to poil. The what's called ben, you have abba and you have ima, you have what's called ben, you have the male, the female, and the child. Stage one, stage two, stage three. Stage three is where the two come together. That's called yichud. You see that? The father on his own doesn't do much. He's got everything, but he can't do anything. The mother on her own has got nothing. She can't even start. You put the two together, you get a child. Who made the child? The mother and the father. In the child, you have the yichud of those two beginners. Clear? Okay. You have the gilu of the Rotzon Hashem in the world. That's the unification of a Kodesh Baruch Hu and the Shechina. For the purpose of this discussion, or the mother and the father, where they're united in the child. Is this clear? Anybody still? Sunday morning, I'm... You have a mother and you have a father. They're not united. Where do they become united? In the thing that they reveal, the thing that the father wanted and the thing that the mother created, that's one thing. That's where they become. That's called yichud. Okay, now with that in mind, we can go back and have a look and see what we were talking about on Daf Kuf Lamed Dalet.
What is it?
Yeah. Kach Masbi Razoa Kodesh. Let's go back to there and then hopefully we can flow from there. Yisrael Bona Vakadoshim Shel Melech. Klal Yisrael Obonim Shel Mokum. Yeah? We're the Bonim of HaKadosh Baruch. Hoitzi HaKadosh Baruch is Bnei Bechayri Bekama Gvurais Venifloiz Vavir Alahicholoi V'yoshev Zman Rav Bebeis HaMelech. Remember we saw the Moshul of the father, the king, who had a son and he threw him out. And then the mother wanted him back, so the mother son loves and he threw him out with the mother. So let's see the Nimshal. Klal Yisrael is the Bnei Bechayri Yisrael. Kodesh Baruch Hu created him. Tova Niflo. But he did a sin, so the father threw him out. V'yacha af Hashem b'Yisrael v'yitnom b'yod shusi. Serach shuv kevetchila v'morod ba'avi. Brought him back. Did again. V'yitzim b'Yisrael. Ma osu Yisrael. Roshem nefutzul ha'bovel. Sorry. First he gave them makas. That didn't help. Then he threw them out into Golos. They went to Bovel. So ben Amin. V'yitchananu im noshin nochriyas v'yitchatnu. They're married. Goyish a woman. V'lida him bonim. Achim kol zeh. האמא הקדושה שכינה איסה אפיטרופס עליהם, וכיוון שכך אמר הקדוש ברוך הוא, ויש בזה בוש איוב ופני בעצמו, אוי וכל על איזה כבדי לא רואי שאני אלך לשם, לא איצה איסה ולעשה איסה ניסים לפלו איסה כבר. Since he did chatoim and he was an embarrassment to me, the father said, I'm not going to bother to do nisim b'floim, like I did in Mitzrayim to take him out of there. You'll come back. The chayin, shobi Yisrael, b'bobo l'eretz Yisrael, b'li Ezra, chayisa roile, b'li ployes v'nisim, elu kulam ayim ufuzorim v'ayifim v'anim, v'chozru l'eichel ha-melech b'bushu. They all came back on their own teachings on way. Without any of the tarampa and any out of the flashing lights and whatever that was happening in Mitzrayim. Va'ima hakadosh hashchina isa rova buro v'shuv chotu kavetchila. And then they send again. Masa kolish bochu. It's a sabena zemi aichel kavishayna. V'gam es imoy. Now we're talking about by sheni. Not just the child gets thrown out, the mother gets thrown out with them. Now the mother, this, we'll have to see what this means. This thing called Shechina, this thing called the mother, this thing which brings from Koyach to Poyel, is now also suffering out there for some reason. Okay. That's a pasuk in Yeshaya. Fine. So we hear the words, we don't really know what they mean, but we heard the marshal, so a little bit of it sticking. Kashani's boinan v'dvarim alalu, end of the Zohar. Let's see what he says. Nirosh ha-zoi kodesh noisen lan elav in dvarim eilu, tzar ha-shchini pirushoi shel dover. Try and understand this in our ability, in our language, in our, what we can grasp from here. If you try and grasp the whole thing, you'll understand nothing. Don't take one step of understanding what's going on the other way. Tzara shchine perusha shel dover, shechose keviyochol b'shalom bayis, bein ha'ima la'aba b'glal ha'ben. Again, tzara shchine is a lack of shalom bayis, keviyochol, between the ima and the abba, because of the child. That often happens. That often happens in a home. The mother and the father have a fight about the child. The father thinks the child needs a patch. The mother thinks he needs a sweet. The father thinks the child needs a sweet. The mother says, take time to give him a patch. And then it starts merivot. That can happen. It can happen in a home. Those things can. Sometimes you have a fight over what's best for the child. Father wants to send him to this yeshiva. The mother thinks she should go to that place. Yaakov, whatever the law mishane is. So yeah, that's what you have. You have a miriva, you have a lack of shalom bias between the Abba, Kodesh Baruch Hu, and his Rotson, which is the mother, not between the Rotson, the Gilui of that Rotson, because of the child. The father's not happy because the mother's spoiling the child and not mechanechim the way he's supposed to. He's angry with the child who's not behaving properly. He's angry with the mother because the mother's not behaving properly. So he throws them both out the house. Not recommended today, by the way, in the marshal. You better call his bochu. It's not a good thing to do. You've been upset with your child, so you send him and his mother out to fend for themselves. You should ask the shala before you do that. It sounded delicious. I saw him getting ideas there. Yeah. This separation between Abba and Ima, that's the marshal for Tzar Hashchina, which we understand little about that. Let's see if we can understand it. Ima benu ben maskilu meivin shekola rekel meriva kiviyachol ben Abba imu bigloloi. If the child's got a bit of seich and understands that kola meriva between the mother and the father is because of him, because myself had nilusim, I mishtan late if it's drochov. They the sarek es akasul aba abnashi yavso shalom bais dishlo b'neim. If you understand, it's because of him. So he'll try and fix up his deeds in order that the abba won't be cross with him anymore. Then they can get back to the matzav of shalom bais. Yeter al kain kasher abba roy shaben mevake es hametzius bo nifrode imoy mi avim biglobe ipkas lo tsaru shel abba. when the father will see, he sees that the child's mom is crying and he's very upset that there's this period between the mother and the father. As he cares about the tzar of his father, he's worried about his father. He's not worried about his matzah. For sure he's upset about his matzah. But what's really bothering him is Abba and Ima aren't getting on so well. All he cares about is stopping the meriva, the separation between the Abba and Ima that came about because of his sins. Vezehu goyrim yichud kitshabruchu Abba v'shchintei Ima. Hamelech mitpayes im hamalka. That's what he's goyrim. Yichud kitshabruchu u'shchintei. The unification of the Kodesh Baruch Hu and the Shechina, the Abba and the Ima. We're all still grappling here with Marshall Nimshel. We haven't really got to the core yet. Vine, Keshamalka Ima Nimzet Imabed Begolus, Yeshes Eshtei Sibot. Just before we see that, so what is this unification of the Abba and the Ima, of the Kitcher Brichu, the Shechintei? Don't be confused by the words. How do we define Kitcher Brichu and how do we define Shechina? Kitcher Brichu is the rots of the desire, what he wants to do. And the Shechina is the revelation of that gilui, of that rotson in the world. When those are exactly the same, that's called Yichud Kitcher Brichu Shechintei. His rotson is being performed in the world. The world is conducting itself to the way he originally did. Hashem has a rotson. He wants to do something in the world. But the world's not conducting itself to be awful the way he wanted it to because we have a thing called Bechira. Correct? So therefore, there's a breach between the Kodesh Baruch Hu and the Shechina. There's a breach between the rotson and the gilu of that rotson. The rotson's not being Megala the way he wants it to be Megala.
That's our Shechina.
That's Tzar. Tzar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Tzar HaShechina. Yeah, that's what we just said. When there's a pirud, when there's a lack of Shalom Bayis between the Kodesh Baruch Hu and the Shechina. These aren't two people who are having an argument. There's a Kodesh Baruch Hu's rotson is not being manifest in the world the way he wants it.
That can only be as a result of the child not doing
that's the child do not do what, yeah, because who else is
the Shechina is not a separate entity to Hashem.
No, it's just the gilu of his rotson.
Correct. So it's not like it's mom and dad are arguing here. It's that
that's I'm putting it into these words. Yeah. The gilu of the rotson doesn't look like the rotson. The rotson looks like this, and what's being Magali, something other than the rotson. Dad wants the child to get a patch and the mother gives him a sweet. The rotson of the father is not manifesting in the gilui correct. When the rotson is being manifest the way the Kodesh Baruch Hu wants, that's called Yichud Kitcher Brichu Ushintei. His rotson and the way the rotson is being Megale is identical. Vehinei, Keshamalka Ima, Nimzet Ima Ben, the Golos. Yeshes Eshtei Sibot. There's two reasons why she's in Golos with her children. Ha'achas Keveyachol Machmas Kas Amelech Haleh Shelo Gidles Bonoi Kurui. We're talking Loshon Moshel, yeah, the language is more hard to work with, but it's all we have. There's two reasons why the mother is out there in Golos with the child. The first is because the father, the Melech, is angry with her because she didn't raise the child properly. So he sends her out from his face. I don't want to see her. Achasiba shnehi. There's another reason why a Kodesh Baruch Hu sends the Shechina into Golos with Klal Yisrael. Because someone's going to look after the child. If the father just throws the child out to the wolves, the wolves will eat. It's a dangerous world out there. So he sends Emma with him to look after the child. There's two reasons why the mother's out there. The first is because the Melech's angry with her because she did her job properly. And second of all, he is worried about the child. So someone's going to look after the child. So he sends with someone to look after the child. But atanamik v'niz boinan. Okay, so now we've got all the muscle kind of in the half glimpse of the place. Let's try and understand this. Let's go a bit deep and try and understand this problem. Kasher yatzar ha-shchina otzum b'zman ha-shoah, kufi she'eskanu. There was a terrible tzar ha-shchina in the Holocaust. As we explained, ein itanu yodei adma. We don't know how much, we don't know what the Shechina feels. No, we don't know what part of the Shechina feels. Aval Hashoah is a tipul otua ben ha'itzarich lekabel. It's obvious, we all agree, there's nothing to talk about, that the Holocaust was the treatment that the child needed to get. Ha'itzarich mi she'yishmor olov, mi she'yagon olov, mi she'yakeves ke'eve v'sha ha'kash azu. Someone needed to be there with the son while he was going through this terrible treatment that he needed to get. He needed the treatment, no question. But who's going to take care of him? You don't send your child to hospital on his own. He's going to be going through terrible yesurim and operations and surgery and treatments. Someone's going to go with him. Who's going to look after him? Therefore, the Shechina goes down there with him. The mother goes into the machlaka with him. And she makes sure that the child goes through and gets whatever treatment he needs, and then he comes out of there okay. There's a terrible chilul Hashem when something like that happens. The world sees Klal Yisrael in such a matzav. There's a terrible chilul Hashem. In all of Klal Yisrael's sorrow, he is also b'tzar. Despite the enormous tzar that the Shechina, whatever that is, that the Shechina has because of this, wherever the son goes with what he needs to go through, the mother goes with him, even though it's terribly painful for her. Shomer Chazal, Shechina ma'omeres, kal ni mireishi, kal ni mizroi. What's the Russian kal ni? Some Russian pain, I think. From my head, from my bones. Ach.
The klein. The klein. Is that the root?
Colon, yeah.
Disgrace. Was disgrace.
Disgrace. Yeah. Embarrassed, disgrace, pain. Achim kol ze atzar ze yesh bo tachlis. But this tzar is not haphazard. There's a reason for the tzar. There's a purpose. Bezil shaben ye nishma v'yamshich liskayim bein kol haroit fim ois atzar hu tzar. Achu kedai yesh bo tachlis. The tzar is a reason, so that someone will be there to make sure that the child's looked after, and the child will come out of the tipple that he needs properly. It's painful, but there's a purpose and there's a reason for it. Al derech moshel. Okay, so we haven't understood too much here. We have the words. No, that's you have to learn sugis like this. You have to have the words, and then like it sinks in. Let's try use a moshel to kickstart it a little bit. Al derech moshel av ve'ein yeshlem yelet choy. Mother and a father, they have a sick child, Rahman al Itzlah. Aima Murutechas Lamitas Ayelet Bebek Kulu. Ilonif Geshes Kimati Mahaba. The mother's in the hospital with the child. Yeah, the mother's not with the child. God never sees the father. The father's busy taking care of what he has to take care of. She's next to the father, the baby, the child's bed. That's where she is. Kolazmani Osuki Mayelet. Yeshlim Tsagodu. Kolzman that she's busy with the child. She never sees the father. The father doesn't see the child. The father doesn't see both of them. They don't see here. There's yesh tzar, godol. Shem lo matim ukimat lo mechilifin b'nei milah. They don't even chance to even talk to each other. And then they speak as Yankel. He's fine. Did you put Miriam to bed? Did you? Don't forget to take out the washing. Tuck, 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 tuck. Maintenance vizil. Quite intimate moment. Ein zman vizil. Aval hem shnei mochanim levater al tzarav. So why do they do it? Why do they accept this tzar? Why are they putting themselves through this torture? Because they want the child to get better. And the best thing for the child is that the mother's sitting with the child. Not they living their lives and they're going to Club Med and the child's in hospital on his own. הנה, נתאר לעצמנו שהילד ברוך השם יבריא. הטיפול יצליח, הגיע הזמן לחזור הביתה, אך הילד ממן לעזוב את בית החולים. Let's try and take this one step further. ברוך השם, the doctor said the child's fine, everything's good, he can now go home. איזה excitement. אבל the ילד says he's not leaving. He's staying in the בית חולים. Some of the adama shu kibil metashtim shiyos moichoi, all the medication and the morphine and everything that he got has mushugat his brain. Umarufal, he's completely confused. Ulochayni roit tzedavke betzao tzuim shol beit ha-cholim, ulochayni the beit cholim. There's a room there where they've got toys where the kids go play, and he gets his medicine that makes him feel good, and a kol tov, the nurses are masked to him, and of course, let's have kain haim. And they've gone for it. It's very nasty in the hospital. Cheshkanafshon ishasham, he wants to stay in the hospital. Halatzana rofiya shol beit ha-cholim matzachein banav, every day the clown, you know, the thing called Leitzan Rufui. Of course you can do. The clown that goes to hospitals and makes the kids feel nice. He won't care for him. Every day he's got answer. Now, he doesn't have to wait for Banner's money to go to the Tzafon to have a nice time. He's having a wonderful time in the hospital. Lord, tell us who are weiter. Some of them are too slave to Eugenius. His mom has been treated much nice. At home he has to share the toys with his brothers and sisters. And he can't get what he wants in the hospital. He's a melech. He wants to stay there forever with his mother. Ima mitchanenet sheyishuv imo v'hu lo rotze. The mother's begging him, come home already, kvar, bo, lo. Oev yoyis et ha-bet cholim, he prefers the hospital. Sounds mashuga, yeah? Zu tzan noy rahad v'yoyis mizman ha-tipul ki achshav ki ze stam lo le-toiles v'lo shum atara. Where the mother, what you ask, what's the mother getting so upset about? Why is she in so much time now? She's been here for the last 6 months. So she'll stay another few weeks, ma bayah. Because the last 6 months, there was a reason for being in the hospital, to get her son well. But now there's quite no reason to be there. To go through that tzar, the period from the father in her home for no reason, that's a tzar that there's ain. That's what I'm saying. It was Kol's man, she was looking after the child, it was good for the child, she was mevateh being with that. She surveilled the tzar. But now there's no more reason for the tzar. When there's no reason for tzar, there's no tachli, that's the worst tzar. זו הדימי לצער השכינה, כביוכל. מחמס הטיפול הימסו שהיא מטפלת בנוי כביוכל נפרס מהמלך, אך כל זה כדי שאנחנו נברוי ונלחלים. It's worth it for the שכינה to be with Klalis or Ingolis, be separate from the Kutchabrichu. That means the Rotson and the Gil of the Rotson are not the same, because that's the טיפול Klalis all needs in Golis. Golis מחפרי. אבל אתה יכול להחלים, אין לנו אמצעים תחר שיבוד מלכיוס. הטיפול נגמר, אז למה לא חוזרים הביתה? There's no more, after the Holocaust, there's no more שיבוד, almost. Which Jew today is under the rulership of the goyim that doesn't even do what he has to do? We're free wherever we are, we can go wherever we want, we can do whatever we want. The Yiddishkeit, no one's telling you not to keep mitzvahs, no one's telling you not to go home. Why don't you want to go home? Those are kef America. I'm an American. No, you're off the guard. I'm an American. I'm not saying everyone has to come live in Eretz Yisrael. I'm talking about come home to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Coming back to Israel, a Kodesh Baruch Hu will take care of. Not everybody can make Aliyah. I'm not saying everyone has to come to Chas v'chelil, I don't know. It's better for him to stay in Chutz Laaretz. And I've told people sometimes, stay there, it's better for you. There you can raise good, holy, from children. You bring your kids here now, you'll destroy them. Panos, there are many reasons why not. We're talking about making Aliyah. Chayzim Abayitim, it's come back to Kodesh Baruch Hu, wherever you are. Why are you still living in Golos? Why are we still living like Goyim? The ma be'atza ikas sibes metzias ha-shchina ve-golos u-vibnei sh'anachnu adayin reitzim lisha be-beit ha-cholim. We want to stay in the Beit Cholim. We're enjoying the anesthetic that they give us and the games and the toys that we play with in Chutz Laaretz. And yeah, but by the way, we're in Golos here just as much, if not more. We carry on being the cause of the period between the mother and the father. היום כבר יצאנו מתקופת הטיפול הקשה. We out of the טיפול הקשה. We out of the emergency room. We out of the therapy and the hashkama and all the treatment we had to go through. השכינה שלנו נמצאת איתנו בגולוס עכשיו היא בגלל המריבה שהתגרמנו. וזה אין שום תכליס כביכול, צהר השכינה סתם בלי תכליס. צהר השכינה סתם בלי תכליס, come home already. זה שלא עושה אני גויה מינת. דברו אלו באמס צריכים לזזז ליבנו. Especially during the 9 days, whatever time that we got here now, the great conductor in heaven, the Kodesh Baruch Hu arranged that we were going to be learning this now, not ever for him. This now. אם אנחנו היום פועלים לכל הרע והמיז שיש בעולם, אנחנו מצרים את השכינה ללא שום חשבון. Why are we involved in all the schmutz and all the narishkat and of the goyim? Someone's forcing us? Someone's holding a gun against you and saying, don't daven, rather do something else? Stam kach. קיבלו לנו, אנחנו רצים לענוס מההפקרס ועל ידי כל ממשיכים חסרים ללס המריבה, אז חייסה שלום בייס, ועולם עשה עליונים, וזו צהה ביוסה גודל, כי נראה בלי שום תק לחברון הצלעת, האם זה נראה? We asked the question right in the beginning, what was the bigger חילל השם? What was the bigger צהר השכינה? The Holocaust, which was a חילל השם עצו? Or some guy sitting at home, doing whatever he is doing. Facebook, whatever you want to call it. What's worse? So what do you mean, what's worse? Obviously the Holocaust. No, because there was a reason for the Holocaust. That was the Beit Cholim. That's where we got the people we needed. And now? Now you stop staying there because you don't want to come home because it's kept in Golus.
It's perhaps the people who are not successful.
In the Moshul, yeah. That's terrifying. Because then you have to get more tipple. What's okay? That the Navi tells us. No, that Akash Baruch Hu says that, one second, the Akash Baruch Hu says if Klal Yisrael don't get it right, he's going to raise over us a Melech. Yisek Kashi Mehaman Arosha. Haman means Amalek. He's going to be worse than Amalek. Was also Amalek. It's going to be a different type of Golus that we've never seen before. And it's going to be worse. Because how do you get the kid out of this matzah? Now what do you do? The kid had his tipple, everything's fine. Now the mother wants to come, but he wants to stay in hospital stump just because he enjoys being in hospital. Correct, yeah. It's not just the internet, it's everything.
Whatever your question.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Look, it's a much bigger issue because now the screen is in Golus for no reason. If I have to be in the hospital and look after my child, I'll sleep on the floor. I'm allowing you to tell me I have to sleep on the phone being Golos for what reason? Because he wants to play Batman? That's enough of a reason? We're the one that's causing the Shekhinah to be in Golos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent the Shekhinah to Golos to look after us. We don't need that anymore. So why is the Shekhinah still in Golos? Because we put her there. We'll go this again tomorrow and we'll finish this chapter tomorrow. We'll say, Zay your son shall call out your son.
The same story every time. We know the result.
That's why we needed to machazak it. We need to machazak it. For some reason, this thing switched off, which is great.
The remnant, I think, what caused it, it's not good. But where to go? It's a bit dry or something like this. Otherwise, if you have an epidemic or something like this.